Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
U.S. House Representative Harriet Hageman visits Gillette to hold a town hall on Sunday. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Hageman addressed a crowd of about 50 residents at the Campbell County Public Library yesterday to share information about her first month in Congress and to take questions. She covered a wide range of topics, including the historical vote for the Speaker of the House, the national debt, votes she's taken, the border, and her current committee assignments. She described the vote for the Speaker as a valuable time to get to know her fellow legislators. Hageman said the Republican conference is very cohesive as a result of the 4 days of voting. She said she committed to voting for Kevin McCarthy because he met the concessions she was concerned with, including the creation of two select committees, the Committee on Our Relationship with China and the Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government.
Committed to voting for Kevin McCarthy before we went in there on Tuesday, but in large part because I'd had a conversation with him about some of the changes to the rules that were very important to me, and he had committed to making those changes. So I committed to supporting him because he committed that he was going to make sure that my voice was heard.
Hageman said she had two committees she requested to be on, and she was selected for both after a rigorous interview process with the select committee. With investigations led by Representative Jim Jordan, Hageman will be a part of the process with her appointment to the Judiciary Committee. She felt her appointment to the Natural Resources Committee was important not only due to her background as an attorney, but it was important for Wyoming.
With the natural resource and the federal footprint that we have in the state of Wyoming, I know that it is important for Wyoming to have a representative on natural resources. I did get my first two choices. So I have been appointed to natural resources and judiciary.
The national debt was also a topic of conversation, and she said the Republican majority House will be working to stop spending. Hageman said there are 12 budget bills that will be introduced, but the reality is it is going to be a challenge to get legislation passed through the Democratic majority Senate. An office has been established here in Gillette, and State Director to Hageman, Trinity Lewis, encouraged residents to reach out if they have questions or concerns. The office is in the First Interstate Bank building on the sixth floor. You can also visit the website to sign up for a newsletter at hageman.house.gov. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.